الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى خصوصا على افضلهم وخاتم النبيين محمد الامين وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين اما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى كما ورد في اخر سورة الحج اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا ايها الذين امنوا اركعوا واسجدوا واعبدوا ربكم وافعلوا الخير لعلكم تفلحون وجاهدوا في الله حق جهاده هو اجتباكم وما جعل عليكم في الدين من حرج ملة ابيكم ابراهيم هو سماكم المسلمين من قبل وفي هذا ليكون الرسول شهيدا عليكم وتكونوا شهداء على الناس فأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة واعتصموا بالله هو مولاكم فنعم المولى ونعم النصير صدق الله العظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم ربنا الهمنا رشدنا واعذنا من شرور انفسنا اللهم ارنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وارنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى امين يا رب العالمين Dear brothers and sisters and sons and daughters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As you must be recalling, we were discussing the day before the last ayah of Surah Al-Hajj. You must be remembering that I told that the last two ayat of Surah Al-Hajj are one of the most comprehensive and profound places of the Quran. It should be noted that the two ayat contain eight imperatives, eight commands, eight orders. And actually, in these eight imperatives, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a comprehensive view of what He demands from a mu'min. What we should do if we really believe in Allah and His Messenger, and the Quran, and resurrection, and the Day of Judgment, and the life hereafter. If you believe, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اِرْكَعُوا وَاسْجُدُوا وَاعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ وَافْعَلُوا الْخَيْرَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِهِ. I told you that to understand these things and keep them in mind, the example of the four steps of a ladder, or for that matter of the minbar. We have minbars in all the mosques, and mostly, at least in the Indian subcontinent, we have the minbars who have three or four steps. Now when you say that you believe in Allah and His Messenger, you have to climb up the stair or the steps of this ladder. Step number one, you have to perform the four modes, obligatory modes of worship. Five prayers a day, fasting of the month of Ramadan, paying zakah, and performing hajj. These are the four modes, imperatives, obligatory. Out of these, the most important is the five prayers. As-salatu imaduddin. So the two members or two actions out of this prayer has been mentioned. Irka'u, ruku, bow before your Lord, bow before your Allah, and bow further, prostrate before Him. This is the first step. Second one, wa'budu rabbakum. And obey Him, obey your Creator, Protector, Provider, your Lord. And you have to obey Him in all aspects of your life, to behave as a bondsman to Him. Now deters them. وَفَعَلُوا الْخَيْرِ. Do good deeds. And I told you, by the good deeds here, what is meant is service to humanity. As the Prophet said, خَيْرُ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَلْفَعُ النَّاسِ. Best among the people are those who are beneficial for the humanity, their fellow men. Now this service to humanity has a lower level which is common to all humanity. Feeding the hungry, providing those who don't have clothing for them, providing shelter for the shelterless, arranging for treatment, medicines, etc., health care for the ill and the sick people, taking care of the needy, the orphans, the widows, and so on. This is common to all humanity. But the higher level, that is peculiar to faith, iman, if one has real faith in the hereafter, that it is the real life, وَإِنَّ دَارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ, then the highest service to humanity is to call people to the path of Allah so that they can be saved from the punishment of hell, which is going to be eternal in the life hereafter. So these are the three steps. You have to fulfill them. You have to climb up this ladder. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. So that you have the falah, you have the salvation. Now the fourth and the final, the highest, وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِ. And strive in the path of Allah, for the cause of Allah, as much as is His right, as much as you should do. جَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِ. هُوَ اجْتَبَاكُمْ. He has selected you. Now this word اجْتَبَاكُمْ is very close to استفاء. الله يستفي من الملائكة رسلا ومن الناس. Allah chooses His messengers from among the angels as well as from among the men. An angel, if Jibrail, he is Rasul al-Malik, he is al-Malik, is angel, messenger, who is an angel. He brought the revelation from Allah to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the messenger from among the men, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he received that revelation from Jibreel and then conveyed it to the fellow men. Now istibakum, he has selected you. Why? Because in the person of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this institution of prophethood has come to an end. Divine guidance has reached its zenith, its climax. It has been completed in the Quran. الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guaranteed that this Quran will be protected, its text will be preserved. لَا يَعْتِهِ الْبَاطِلُ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَلَا مِنْ خَلْفِهِ. Batil cannot attack it. The text of the Quran will remain preserved. But now, who will convey the message of Quran to the humanity at large? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent not for the Arabs or the Arabian Peninsula for that matter. He was sent for the whole of humanity. And for all times to come, till the doomsday, till the end of this world. Who will do? Who will carry the mission? Who will carry the message? It is you, O Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So to say, a third link has been added to those two links which existed forever. Number one, the angel. Number two, the prophet or the messenger of Allah. Number three now is the mission, is the duty of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to convey this message to humanity at large for all times to come. And for that, rejoice Be happy that you have been selected. In Surah Yunus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَهُ. If you want to be happy, if you want to rejoice, you should rejoice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you His book. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِظَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. This is the biggest wealth, the most precious thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. So rejoice. Be happy. In the same way, be happy. Rejoice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected you. But the selection is to carry on the mission of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for that you have to devote your time, your energies, your bodily capabilities, your worldly belongings, everything you have to spend. Just as Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent all his time. After the moment the wahi started coming to him, till the last breath that he breathed in this world, all the time was devoted to propagation of the message of Allah and to strive to establish the deed of Allah. Now you have to do this. You have to do the same. وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِهِ وَاجْتَبَاكُمْ. And I told you that the principal clause of this sentence is وَاجْتَبَاكُمْ لَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ شَهِيدًا عَلَيْكُمْ وَتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ. So that our Rasul, our Messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, becomes a witness against you, and you become a witness for the whole of humanity. I discussed in some length this concept of Shahada in Islam. I want to add a few things to it. Unfortunately, this word Shahada, only one meaning of this word is known to the Muslims at large. To be killed in the way of Allah, it is Shahada. This word has not been used in the whole of the Quran, even once, in this meaning. There is only one possibility, and that is ayah number 140 of Surah Al-Imran. But there also it's a possibility only, not definitely this meaning. Wherever there is a mention of being killed in the way of Allah, the same word qutl, qutila. وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَيَقْتُلُونَ وَيُقْتَلُونَ. Everywhere the same word qatl. Nowhere in the Quran, except I told you, there's only a passive possibility that one can derive those meanings from that one ayah. وَيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدَاءَ. That's the only place. Otherwise, everywhere. وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ أَفَإِنْ مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلَ انقلبتم على أعقابكم. The same word قُتِلَ. That is the hadith that I quoted. لَوَجِدْتُ أَنْ أُقْتَلَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ هُيَا ثُمَّ أُقْتَلَ ثُمَّ هُيَا ثُمَّ أُقْتَلَ. I very much like that I should be killed in the way of Allah, in the cause of Allah. And then I should be resurrected. And then again I should be killed. And then again I should be resurrected. And then again I should have the taste of being killed in the way of Allah. The same word. This meaning of Shahada actually has become an obstacle, obstruction, in the real sense of this word. Because this word is a basic, very basic term of the Quran regarding the mission and function of the messengers of Allah. Why have they been sent? Ya ayyuha nabiyyu inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashshiran wa nadhiran wa da'iyan ila Allahi bi idhnihi wa sirajan munira. Inna arsalna ilaykum rasulan شاہدا علیکم کما ارسلنا الی فرعون رسولا. All the messengers of Allah were shaheed. None of them was killed. Only prophets, who were prophets only, not messengers, were killed. Hazrat Masih alayhi salatu wa salam, he was a messenger. Rasulan ila bani Israel. He could not be killed. فَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَاكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُ. Hazrat Yahya, John the Baptist, he was only a prophet, not a Rasul, not a messenger. He was killed. Hazrat Zakariya killed, but no messenger of Allah could be killed. Because Allah has decreed, كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَأَغْلِبَنَّ أَنَا وَرُسُلِي. Allah has decided it, that I and my messengers, they will triumph, they will be successful. Even if whole the nation refused to accept the message of the messenger of Allah, the whole nation was finished. But you know, the messenger of Allah and the few people who accepted the call of faith, they were saved. What happened to Hazrat Nuh and his people? What happened to Hazrat Hud and his nation? What happened to Hazrat Saleh and his nation, and so on? So actually, what is Shahada? Two sides of Shahada regarding a messenger of Allah. He has to be a witness of Allah unto the humanity during this world, this life of this world. And he has to testify against those people in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. O Allah, I had conveyed to them your message. Now they are responsible. رُسُلًا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ لِأَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَى اللَّهِ حُجَّةٌ بَعْدَ الرُّسُلِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا. We sent our messengers as givers of glad tidings and warners to humanity so that there should remain no excuse, no argument with the people against Allah on the day of judgment. O Allah, your message never reached us. How come you are asking us about our deeds? Your message was not conveyed to us. So that this argument, this excuse is finished. لِأَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَى اللَّهِ حُجَّةٌ بَعْدَ الرُّسُلِ. This was the function. And on the day of judgment, every messenger will be called as a prosecution witness in that court of the day of judgment. فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جَيْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ وَجَيْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا. What will happen on that day? When from every ummah, every people, we shall bring forth a witness, witness against them. O Allah, I had conveyed to them your message. They can't plead ignorance. They can't say your message was not conveyed to them. This is shahada ala, shahada against. You have lam with shahada, shahada le, shahada for. It is testifying someone, for someone, in favor of someone. And when it is shahada ala, it is testifying against someone. فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جَيْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ وَجَيْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا. Now this is the purpose, as I told you, of the founding of this ummah. Why this ummah was founded? I told you it has been discussed in Surah Al-Baqarah, when there was the change in the direction of Qibla. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. You have been made an ummah, an intermediary ummah, an ummah between Muhammad and the humanity at large. Now you are the third link. The first link of the last messenger of Allah was Jibreel. He brought the message to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second link was Muhammad himself sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He conveyed the message to the ummah. Now ummah is the third link. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. Intermediary link between the last messenger of Allah and the humanity at large. لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. So that you become witnesses against the humanity at large, all the people, And our messenger will be testifying against you. Oh Allah, I had conveyed the message. Now they are to answer the questions. They are responsible. And the last point that I want to stress again, this function of the ummah cannot be performed unless the ummah can show to the humanity at large a model of Islamic society, Islamic state, at least in some one country of the world. Because testimony verbal, then testimony practical. You say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. This is the verbal testimony. And you are a Muslim on the basis of this verbal attestation, verbal testimony. Then you have to act accordingly. From every action of yours, it should come before the eyes of the people. Yes, he believes in Allah. He is accepting his commandments. Yes. He really believes in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is following him. This is the practical. Practical testimony, shahada. And then, not only as an individual, we have to give this shahada collectively. Before the eyes of the people, there should be a model. Come here, see. This is Islamic society. This is the economic system of Islam, based on justice, fair play, fair distribution of wealth, equitable distribution of wealth. Come here, see. This is the Islamic state, free of repression. No repression. The only repression, if you can call it, that's the commandment of Allah. No repression of man by man. No kings, no rulers, no ruled. Ruler, only Allah. Kunu ibadallahi ikhwana. Become brothers with each other. All of you as bondsmen to Allah and brothers to each other. Kunu ibadallahi ikhwana. There should be some model. And because we are not able to show to the world a model of Islamic society, we are not fulfilling our function. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. And anything, if it doesn't serve the purpose for which it was created or manufactured, you throw it away in the dustbin. The pen is meant for writing. If it no more writes, throw it away. Everything, every article. If it is not serving the purpose for which it has been made, it has been manufactured, what's the place? Garbage. That is why this ummah is in garbage today. It's the garbage. Where do we stand? Being more than a billion in number, do we have any honor, any prestige, any respect in the world, in the community of nations? Do we have any say in the international affairs? Our resources exploited by others. Our destiny is controlled by others. Even our budgets dictated from somewhere else. This is the garbage. Why? Because you are not performing the function assigned to you. You were made an ummah for the sole purpose to be witnesses of Allah unto the whole of humanity. Not only verbally, practically, by your behavior, as individuals also, and collectively, by showing to the world at large, this is Islamic society. Come and see. This is the Islamic state. This is the Islamic economic system. This is Islamic brotherhood. Here is Islamic equality, fraternity. Here is Islamic freedom. And what a balance, and what a just social order. Until we succeed in establishing Islam as a total politico-socio-economic system in any part of the world, this punishment which is coming to us from Allah will continue. Continue. Rather, it is going to worsen, let me tell you. But let us now proceed to the subordinate clause that we left. We didn't discuss it. وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِهِ هُوَ اجْتَبَاكُمْ وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. Strive for the cause of Allah. Strive to establish the state of Allah, the kingdom of heaven on earth. Try as hard as you could. Try as hard as is the right of Allah over you. Your creator, your benefactor, your provider, your sustainer. How much is his right over you? There should be ratio proportion. How much is the right of your own nafs, your own body over you? How much is the right of your children and wives over you? And how much of your time and energies are devoted to these things? And how much is the right of your creator, your benefactor, your provider, your sustainer over you? And look to the time and energies that you have allocated to his cause. There should be some self-assessment in this world. حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. Judge yourself here in this world before you are judged on the day of judgment. حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. Now, the subordinate clause starts, وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. Allah has not put on you anything, any impediment, any obstacle, any hardship by way of deen. The next sentence explains it. مِلَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. This is the way, this is the deen, this is the millah of your own father Ibrahim. Now these words are primarily addressed to whom? Those of the Arabs who were the progeny of Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam. Ismail was son of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. So it is being said to those people, it's nothing new for you. It's only a renewal of your deen, your millah. وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ مِلَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. Your own thing. Only you have corrupted it. Only you have disrupted it. Only you have changed it. The original, reverting to the original. And finishing with the additions that you have made, wrong additions. The basic is that مِلَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. Your own father Ibrahim. His way, his methods, his deen, his religion, that is actually being presented to you. If some people are called to believe in someone who belongs to some other nation, there is maybe some hesitation. But for the Arabs, their own father Ibrahim, for Arabs, Kaaba was a national monument also, please note. It was a national monument for them. During Jahiliyyah, they were circumventing again. They were making tawaf round them because it was their national monument. So for you, it's so easy. For others, it might be some strange thing to accept. They might have to sacrifice some of their racial creeds to accept Islam. But for you, O Arab, O progeny of Ismail, there's no difficulty. It's just the reversal, going back to your original thought, your original deen, your original ways and means and methods. مِلَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. So primarily the Arabs, especially those Arabs, all Arabs were not the progeny of Ismail. But those Arabs, especially Quraysh, who were the first addressees of Quran and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. No difficulty. No strangeness. No impediment for you in the way of accepting this deen, this call. هُوَ اجْتَبَاكُمْ وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ مِلَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. Secondarily, all those people and nations who hold Ibrahim in esteem, they are also the addressees of this ayah, these words. All the Jews, all the Christians. And you might be knowing that half of the world population, they hold Ibrahim in high esteem. The Jews, although they are very small in number, they might be controlling the world economy. But regarding numbers, it's very small. But Christians, they are more than 1.5 billion. Rather 1.75 billion. And if you add up the Christians, the Muslims, the Jews, the number is 3 billion. Just the half of the total world population. Now if you hold Ibrahim in high esteem, there should be no difficulty for you to accept his ways. Millata abikum Ibrahim. And he is like father to you. If not actual father, maybe you are not the progeny of Ibrahim, but when you hold him in high esteem, he is like a father to all of you. Just as Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is like a father to all of us. His wives have been declared in the Quran as mothers for whole of the Muslim Ummah. وَأَزْوَاجُهُ أُمَّهَاتُكُمْ. His wives are your mothers. And thirdly, these words are addressed to the humanity at large also. Because the millah of Ibrahim, the ways of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, they were just the nature of man. Basic nature of human beings. You must have heard a hadith, sittatum min al-fitrah. Circumcision, for example, is the sunnah of Ibrahim, is actually fitrah. Undershaving of the hair, it is from sunnah to Ibrahim. So these all things are basically very close to human nature. Nobody should find any difficulty in accepting the ways of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, because they actually conform to the basic human nature. وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِهِ هُوَ اجْتَبَاكُمْ وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ مِلَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمَ هُوَ سَمَّاكُمُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَفِي هَذَا. He gave you the name of Muslims before also or in this also. Before also and in this also. Now here is a difficulty, a problem of exegesis and interpretation. He has given you the name of Muslims. Who is this he? One view is, it refers to Ibrahim. Ibrahim gave you this name of Muslims. And this view is supported by the ayat, in the last portion of the first part of the Quran, is Ruku 15. When Ibrahim and Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam, they were building Kaaba, raising the walls of Kaaba. وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ رَبَّنَا وَاجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Now this was the prayer of Ibrahim and Ismail. Oh Allah, keep us as the ones who surrender to your will, who submit totally to your commandments. Keep us as Muslims. And from our progeny, please raise an ummah muslimah, an ummah who will be Muslim. The whole ummah will surrender to your commandments, to your commands. So this word appears there in the prayer of Ibrahim and Ismail. ربنا وجعلنا مسلمین لک ومن ذریتنا امتا مسلمتا لک. So that ayah is quoted by those who say that he named you Muslims. He gave you the name of Muslims. Huwa sammakum. Here by Huwa is meant Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. And then Allah has confirmed it fi haza. Wa fi haza, in this Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has quoted that Ibrahim and Ismail, they gave you this name. And now Allah has confirmed it. The other view is that actually, by Huwa, this pronoun is meant Allah Himself. Allah has given you the name of Muslims. He gave you this name before also. And He has confirmed for you this name in this book, this Quran also. In support of this view, there is the ayah which we have already studied from Surah Hamim Asajdah. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Who can be better in speech than a person who calls people to the path of Allah, towards Allah, and performs good deeds, and says, I am also from among the Muslims. So actually this is the name, and I said, at that time when we were studying that part, that lesson, that we should identify ourselves as Muslims only. All identities, other identities, should be secondary, tertiary. Every Muslim should be a Muslim first, an Arab after that. Or a Pakistani after that. Or an Indian after that. Or a Pukhtun or Turk after that. First of all, Muslim. Number two, we can and we may follow some of the school of fiqh. You may follow the school of fiqh of Imam Abu Hanifa or of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal and so on. But don't call yourself Hanafi or Hanbali. Call yourself Muslims only. No other identity should be attached to you. هو سماكم المسلمين من قبل وفي هذا. Now comes that principal clause. Why you have been made an ummah? And what for have you to strive? What's the aim? What's the goal of jihad? جاهدوا في الله حق جهاده هو اجتباكم وما جعل عليكم في الدين من حرج ملة أبيكم إبراهيم هو سماكم المسلمين من قبل وفي هذا ليكون الرسول شهيدا عليكم وتكونوا شهداء على الناس. All your energies should be directed. All your struggle should be directed. The goal before you should be to become the shuhada al-nas by presenting to the people an example, a model of Muslim personalities as well as Islam as deen, to establish it in some part of the world at least, where a person can go and see, this is Islam, yes. What we are doing today is not only that we are not doing our duty, we are just doing the reverse. Whosoever comes and sees state of affairs in Pakistan, a country founded in the name of Islam, what's the state of affairs here? Is Islam to be found there? The country created in the name of Islam. What to speak of any other country? No other country on the surface of the earth has been created in the name of Islam. These countries existed before also, before the colonial rule. Egypt was Egypt, Sudan was Sudan, Iran was Iran. But Pakistan is the only country in the whole of the world which was created in the name of Islam. After the sacrifice of millions of people, the bloodbath through which Pakistan came into existence, those who were witnesses to that bloodbath of 1947, the massacres, what's the result? Where do we stand?
Can we show to the humanity at large? Rather, let me quote here. I apologize. I might be hurting your feelings. Don't feel offended. But I have to quote Bertrand, George Bernard Shaw. When he said, when I read Quran, I find there can be no book better than this book. But when I look to the Muslims, I find there can be no worse people than these Muslims. This is the practical testimony by our behavior, by our state of affairs. And that is why we are being punished. We are in the grip of divine punishment. I said day before, we are the maghzoob-e alayhim nation of this time. Why? Because we did the same that the Jews did. They were most beloved to Allah. And they had come to think about themselves. نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ اللَّهِ وَأَحِبَّاؤُهُ. We are very dear to Allah. And we are like His sons. So dear to Him. But the same nation became مَغْزُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ ظُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الزِّلَّةُ وَالْمَسْكَنَةُ وَبَاعُوا بِغَضَبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَيَقْتُلُونَ النَّبِيِّينَ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَصَوْا وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ. Why this condition, change of condition? A nation to whom Quran addresses, يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَتِيَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَأَنِّي فَضَّلْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. I raised you higher than all the nations of the world. I gave you the fazila, the absolute fazila over the whole of humanity. Twice, in the beginning of the 6th section, and then in the beginning of the 15th section of Surah Al-Baqarah. Same wordings, without a difference of a jot. Ya bani Israel, azkuru ni'mati allati an'amtu alaykum wa anni faddaltukum ala al-alamin. But the same ummah, the final fate was, ضربت عليهم الذلة والمسكنة وباءوا بغضب من الله. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَيَقْتُلُونَ النَّبِيِّينَ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَصَوْا وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ. The same thing happened to us as the Prophet had prophesied, صلى الله عليه وسلم. عن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لَيَأْتِيَنَّ عَلَى أُمَّتِي مَا أَتَى عَلَى بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ حَسْبَ النَّعْلِ بِالنَّعْلِ. The Prophet said, this is included by Imam Tirmidhi in his Jami. Rahimahullah. Same conditions will befall my ummah also, which befell the former Muslim ummah, Bani Israel. But let us proceed. Now if these things are clear, now please for a moment think, Allah is addressing me and you. Think you are the addressees. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, irka'u, wasjudu, wa'budu rabbakum, wa'falu khaira la'allakum tuflihun. وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِهِ هُوَ اجْتَبَاكُمْ لِيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ شَهِدًا عَلَيْكُمْ وَتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ. These four steps of the member of the ladder are clear. First of all, if you are a Muslim, the arkanul Islam, the pillars of Islam, the salah and saum and zakah and hajj. Number two, be a bondsman to Allah, complete obedience in all aspects of your life, personal as well as social. Number three, do good deeds. Serve humanity. Number three, strive for the cause of Allah to be able to qualify shuhada ala nas, complete and fulfill the requirements. And now if this is clear, where to begin with? Very natural. فَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةَ. If you have to climb a ladder, you have to start from the first step. Fa here is very meaningful. If you have understood, if it is clear to you, then why delay? Why to postpone your decision of starting your job? Begin action. Start climbing. And the first step is, فَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةَ. So establish the regular obligatory prayer. This is number one. But as I told you, in the first step is included all the other obligatory modes of worship. Therefore, here zakah has also been mentioned. Actually, it is these ayat of this surah that have made some people think that this surah is madani. Because this wording of atu zakah and lafz jihad, the word of jihad, usually they don't come in the Makki surahs. But I agree with those people who think that some of the ayat of this surah, Surah Al-Hajj, are madani. And moreover, let me tell you that some of its ayat is the saying of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma were revealed to the Prophet during his journey of Hijrah from Makkah to Medina. When he was going towards Medina, those ayat, أُذِنَ لِلَّذِينَ يُقَاتَلُونَ بِأَنَّهُمْ ظُلِمُوا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ نَصْرِهِمْ لَقَدِيرٌ أَنَّ الَّذِينَ إِن مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَوُا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَمَرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَهَوْا عَنِ الْمُنكَرِ. These ayat were revealed when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was going on his journey of Hijrah from Mecca towards Medina. And I think that these ayat are also revealed during that journey. But wallahu alam, Allah knows it better. فَأَقِيمُ السَّلَاةَ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةَ. So establish the regular system of prayers. And number two, the system of zakah, the obligatory charity, which you have to pay anyhow. Although you must pay more. وَإِنَّ فِي الْمَالِ لَحَقًّا سِوَى الزَّكَاةَ. I have quoted that hadith in lesson number two, please recall. Don't think only zakah is necessary. No. إِنَّ فِي الْمَالِ لَحَقًّا سِوَى الزَّكَاةِ وَآتَ الْمَالَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ ذَوِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ وَالسَّائِلِينَ وَفِي الرِّقَابِ وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَ الزَّكَاةَ. So zakah has been mentioned separately. Therefore the first ita'ul mal refers not to a zakah, obligatory zakah, but to additional charity. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِاللَّهِ. And for the remaining three steps that you have to climb, which are not very easy to climb, I've been quoting that couplet in Persian of Allama Iqbal, Chumi goyam musalmanam be larzam ke danam muskilate la ilara. When I say I am a Muslim, I tremble. Why? Because I know how difficult it is to be a real Muslim. To profess to be a Muslim is easy. But to prove you are a Muslim, to behave as a real Muslim is not an easy job. Danam muskilate la ilara. I know. Who doesn't know, he can say very easily, I am a Muslim, I am a mu'min. I am friend of Allah. He may say anything. But whosoever knows what it means to be a Muslim, who knows what it means to be a mu'min, he trembles when he says, Tumi goyam musalmanam bilakam. For that now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a clue. You must have seen, because now I have that experience, because I have arthritis of knees, when climbing some stairs I need something to cling to take support from that. So to climb these higher levels, you must need some rope, some support. And that is Quran. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِاللَّهِ. And hold fast to Allah. Here, habl, the word habl has not been used. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِاللَّهِ. Hold fast to Allah. And I would prefer the word cling to Allah. In Urdu mein chibar jao Allah. But how to cling to Allah? And for that matter, how? What's the rope of Allah? Because وَاتَصِمُوا, then we find in Surah Al Imran, وَاتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. And I told you, one of the principles of the exegesis of Quran, Al-Quran يُفَسِّرُ بَعْضُهُ بَعْضًا. Here it is brief, وَاتَصِمُوا بِاللَّهِ. Hold fast to Allah. Hold fast to the, to cling to Allah. But how to cling to Allah? How to hold fast to Allah? وَاتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ. Now Quran القرآن يفسر بعضه بعضا. That this part has been explained there. But what is that hablullah that still remains to be explained? Where is that rope? And this is the function, rather the duty of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to explain. Wherever Quran needs explanation, turn to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First of all, turn to the Quran itself. Maybe you find the answer at some other place of the Quran. But if not, then turn to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will tell you. What is Hablullah? And in so many ahadith, he has made it clear. Hablullah is Quran. There is a hadith narrated by Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Very beautiful words. Al-Quran hablullah al-mamdood bin as-sama' ila al-ard. Quran is the rope of Allah which stretches between the heavens and the earth. Link to it. And in a very lengthy hadith, narrated by Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Imam Bayhaqi, Imam Tirmidhi, both have included them in their collections of ahadith. And Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu, قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إنها ستكون فتنة. Hazrat Ali says that the Prophet said once, there's going to be a very big turmoil very soon. Hazrat Ali says, then I asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, من مخرج منها يا رسول الله؟ O Prophet of Allah, O Messenger of Allah, tell us, what will be the way out? What will be the exit? Now the answer was, كتاب الله فيه خبر ما قبلكم ونبأ ما بعدكم وحكم ما بينكم وهو حبل الله المتين وهو الذكر الحكيم وهو الصراط المستقيم. This very long, lengthy hadith. But in the end, there are very beautiful wordings of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. من قال به صدق ومن عمل به أجر وَمَنْ حَكَمَ بِهِ عَدَلًا وَمَنْ دَعَ إِلَيْهِ هُدِيَ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. The only thing which can take you out of fitna is this book. It contains the dues of the nations before you. It has the prophecies of the future also, but you have to dig them out by diving deep into the ocean of its meaning. It has the final judgments of all the disputes that can appear amongst you. And this is the Siratul Mustaqim. When you pray to Allah, Ihdina Siratul Mustaqim, He has already given you Siratul Mustaqim. Wahuwa Siratul Mustaqim. Wahuwa Zikrul Hakim. Don't think doing Zikr La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah 1,000 times and 2,000 times. This is Az-Zikrul Hakim. Read it. Understand it. وَهُوَ حَبْلُ اللَّهِ الْمَتِينَ. This is the strong rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the end, whosoever says anything on the basis of Quran, he tells the truth. Whosoever is acting on Quran, his reward is ensured. Whosoever gives any judgment on the basis of Quran, he has done justice. Whosoever calls people towards Quran, he has been guided to the right path. Irrespective of whether these people respond to his call or not, he has been guided. Hudaya ila siratul mustaqim. And let me tell you, the ayah 101 of the same surah, Surah Ali Imran, it contains the nafs, وَمَنْ يَعْتَصِمْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ هُدَيَا إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. يَعْتَصِمْ بِاللَّهِ. The same words which appear here. وَاتَسِمُ بِاللَّهِ. Cling to Allah. Then in 101 ayah of Surah Ali Imran, وَمَنْ يَعْتَسِمْ بِاللَّهِ هُدِيَ إِلَىٰ فَقَدْ هُدِيَ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. The same wordings used by the Prophet in this hadith. مَنْ دَعَى إِلَيْهِ هُدِيَ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. And then in the ayah number 103, وَاتَسِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. There's another very beautiful hadith. Once there were Sahaba Ikram sitting in the mosque and they were studying Quran and discussing it. The Prophet emerged from one of his hujras, from the hujra of some of his wives. He became very happy when he saw his companions
sitting in the corner of the mosque, reading Quran and discussing it. Then he came to them. He asked a question, very beautiful question. أَلَسْتُمْ تَشْهَدُونَ أَلَّا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَنَّ رَسُولِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَأَنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ جَاءَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. Don't you people testify that there is no God except Allah? And I am His messenger. And that the Quran has come from Him, from near Him. All the Sahaba replied, why not? Bala ya Rasulallah, we testify. Then he said, Abshiru, rejoice, be merry. Fa inna hadha al-Qur'ana tarafuhu bi yadikum wa tarafuhu bi yadillah. For this Quran, one end of it is in your hands, and the other end is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Tabrani, Al-Mu'jam. So this is Quran. For the further journeying up, further climbing of this ladder, cling to Quran. And we shall discuss actually this very ayah, jihad. We shall be discussing in the full surah of Surah As-Saff. And clinging to this Quran and holding fast to this Quran, the central theme of Surah Al-Jum'ah. And these are going to be the next two lessons, inshallah Aziz. The last wordings are, Huwa Mawlaakum, He is your protector and helper. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Fani'mal Mawla wa ni'mal Nasir. He is the best, most excellent protector, and the best and most excellent helper. So don't despair, just make a firm resolve, start your work. Waffaqana Allahu li hadha. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.